إن الحمد لله
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us reminders in many ways, and one of the ways in which He sends us reminders is through the passing away of our own relatives and our own friends and our own near and dear ones. And yesterday we lost one of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Bashir bhai, Bashiruddin Babu Khan sahab, may he forgive his sins, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Jannatul Firdaus Ala bi ghairi hisab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the excellent work that he did for the Muslims in Hyderabad and elsewhere. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specially reward him for the one action which, in my view, distinguishes him from everybody else. And that action was to resign from the ministry in the Telugu Desam government when Chandrababu Naidu decided to side with the BJP. Now, Bashir bhai didn't resign because he did not know the consequences of that resignation. He did not resign by mistake. He took an active decision to sacrifice his political career when he was a minister in the ruling party, because he said, as a Muslim, I cannot be in a party which is a supporter of the BJP. Now, that takes courage, and that takes and that is commitment with regard to the millat of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as in the words of Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu said that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive, he used to send, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send him wahi about what is in the hearts of people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew what's in the hearts of people. He said, but we do not know what is in the hearts of people. We go by what people do, which we can see. And so therefore, from what I know and what I have seen with regard to Bashir bhai, I can say, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive his sins and to use this action of his as a wasila in his favor, and to grant him Jannatul Firdaus Ala bi ghairi hisab, inshaAllah. The reason I am saying all this is because this is a reminder for us. For Bashir bhai, his amal are over. Now, inshaAllah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward him. But for us, our amal are continue. And therefore, the death of anybody is not a calamity. The death of anybody is not something to weep and moan and groan and cry about. The death of somebody is for us to ask for maghfirat for that person. But even more importantly, to remind ourselves of our own deaths, that one day we will die. Every single one of us. If we were born, we will die. And then what do we take with us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَّا خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The ayat relating to Hajj, which of course applies also in the rest of our lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, truly, the best provision is taqwa. And have taqwa of me, O people of intelligence. Ya ulil albab. Wa taquni ya ulil albab. Now what is taqwa? I remind myself and you, taqwa is the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. It is not the fear of Allah, it is the fear of displeasing the one who we love more than anybody else and anything else. The fear of displeasing Allah. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling this azad? Why is He calling this a provision? How is taqwa a provision? My brothers, a provision must fulfill two needs. What is a provision? A provision is something which fulfills two needs. One is it takes care of whatever you need for the journey. And secondly, it is a means of protection from all harm in that journey. So how is taqwa a provision? Taqwa is an attitude. How is it a provision? It's a provision because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people of taqwa. مَعَ is with the people. مَعَ الَّذِينَ is with the people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. And with those people who do ihsan. What is taqwa? Al-kalimatu tayyiba is taqwa. What is ihsan? As-salah is ihsan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah is with the people of taqwa. What is a better provision than to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us in the journey? The journey of this life, the journey of death, and the journey of resurrection, and the journey thereafter. What is a better provision than to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself with us? Because that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُسِرُونَ. So therefore taqwa is provision because taqwa ensures the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ensures the ma'iyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every sense of the meaning of what is ma'iyyat. It is not only the help of Allah. It is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence in the life. How is taqwa a provision? Taqwa is provision because the one who fears to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is automatically protected from sin by that fear. That fear is protection. To fear to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protection from sin. Because the minute there is any disobedience of Allah, no matter how small or big, the person of taqwa does not look at disobedience of Allah as small or big. He looks at it as disobedience of Allah. He does not look at the disobedience itself and he does not say, this action is more and this action is less. No. The beard on your face is a sign of taqwa. The hijab on your head is a sign of taqwa. How you talk, how you walk, how you deal with people, your mu'amilat, your mu'ashara is a sign of taqwa or the sign of lack of taqwa. It is not sufficient to talk about taqwa. Taqwa must be visible in all our actions. How is taqwa provision? Because taqwa protects from sin. The minute there is a chance of disobeying Allah, the person of taqwa, what does he say? I love Allah. I will not displease Allah. So I will not do this. This is protection. Taqwa is protection from sin. Taqwa leads to tawakkul. Taqwa leads to a sense of the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the minute that person needs anything, who does he ask? He asks only Allah. So taqwa is the root and the doorway of tawakkul. And tawakkul is the place. Because of tawakkul, the people who trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised his help from sources that they could not imagine. Allah promised his help from sources they could not imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah said, the one who has tawakkul on Allah, Allah will become sufficient for him. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah said, the one who has taqwa, Allah will extract him from his difficulties. You have difficulties, you want solutions for the difficulties, what do? We go to every source in the world. We go to all, depending on the difficulty, we go to doctors and engineers and we go to politicians and we go to government people and we go to this one, that one. And when all else fails, then may Allah forgive us and protect us from such shirk and sin. Those who have no sense, they also go to this magician and that magician. And this vastu and that kastu and this la hawla la quwwata illa billah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They go everywhere. But what is Allah saying? What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? What is the root out of your difficulty? Taqwa. Taqwa is the root out of your difficulty. root out of difficulty is taqwa. So what must you do if you have difficulties? Look inside yourself and say, what is the level of my taqwa? Look at your appearance, look at your actions, look at your speech, look at your dealings. That is the root. Yaj'allahu makhraja. He will extract you from the difficulties. Promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ هَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ and will provide you from sources that you could not even imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Why is Allah mentioning tawakkul after taqwa? Because taqwa is the doorway to tawakkul. And that is why فَإِنَّا خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said the best provision is taqwa. And so therefore I remind myself and you, أُوسِكُمْ بِالتَّقْوَى. I remind you and myself, let us have taqwa. Let us examine ourselves. My brothers and sisters, the death of a person, especially a death of somebody who we know personally, is a warning sign for us. It's a flag for us. Let us not ignore these flags. Let us not ignore these flags. Let us take cognizance of these flags and do something about our lives. Change our lives. Change the way we think, change the way we act, because that is the route to success. But the day will come when for us also the door will close. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that day the best day of our lives and to make our lives until that day a preparation for that day, so that that day can become the best day of our lives. I remind myself and you, today I am going on a journey, this is my wasiyat to you, let us have taqwa. Let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us never do anything which angers or has the chance of angering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us ensure that we have taqwa and that we hold on to this taqwa with both hands and that we live in a state of taqwa and that we die in a state of taqwa. For this I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.